You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1521. Welcome to our monthly horse trailer series, brought to you by Double D Trailers. Find them online at doubledtrailers.com. That's double, the letter D, trailers.com.
Well, Glenn here, founder of the Horse Radio Network and host of Horses in the Morning. One of the top requested segments we've gotten from listeners is about trailers and trailer safety. And Brad Heath from Double D Trailers has done an amazing job helping us with a five-part series on trailers. Brad is the owner of Double D Trailers with over 25-plus years experience in horse trailer manufacturing in the equestrian industry. If you missed the first four parts, you can find them at horseradionetwork.com/trailer. We've cut them out there, made them very simple for you to just listen to one right after another. You can go there to do that. And we've gotten some really, really good feedback. Apparently, our listeners like you, Brad, so you're approved.
Awesome. Thanks for having us, Glenn. Yeah, this has been a lot of fun. I've learned a lot.
Well, we've learned a lot, too, from you, and we want to thank you for that. And in this final segment, we're going to talk about what I thought would be the perfect thing to end with, and that's shopping for horse trailers, new versus used. And let's start with used trailers. What are some of the ideal situations for a used horse trailer?
Well, I think for a new horse owner in particular, perhaps, you know, you purchased a horse for one of your kids or you're new to trail riding or showing, you're just an entry level, not sure if you're going to like it, not sure how long you're going to stay in it. I think looking for a well-built, safe, functional, huge trailer, there's always budget restrictions, you know, the type of vehicle you're towing with. So quite a bit to consider. But yeah, I would think a new horse owner that's just unsure of how long they're going to stay in it, maybe used would be the way to go.
Or somebody with budget restrictions, you know, they just can't afford a new one right now and they need that horse trailer. But when you go to look for, and I bought a few used horse trailers in my lifetime. So when you go to look for them, what are you looking at? Are there the points that you should absolutely look at and make sure that you check out?
Well, I think used will follow some of the same thought process that we use on new trailers or custom build, for example, really just identifying the need that you have. Are you hauling one, two, or three horses or even more? You know, we'll have clients, we say, how many horses do you need to haul? And they'll say, 2 to 3. And I'm like, well, do you need to haul two? Or do you need to haul three? Because you're not going to fit three in a two horse. Do you plan to sleep at night? If so, you know, do you need a gooseneck? And do you have a pickup truck to tow that with?
And, you know, one of the things we've learned as far as condition is obviously taking a look at the condition, pull the mats up everywhere, take a look under the mats, and, you know, and then also crawl under the trailer. See what you see. Are you seeing any rust anywhere? You know, providing it's, you know, not completely aluminum. But the other thing, too, is the tires. Are you going to need new tires? Are they dry rotted on the edges? You know, that's usually they'll be dry rotted. We talked about that last episode. They'll be dry rotted before they're ever worn out treadwise. And then does it have valid paperwork and a title? I cannot tell you how many of these horse trailers we talk about on our really bad ad segment where they don't have paperwork.
Yeah, we'll start out with condition. You know, quick story. I traded for brand whatever back in the early 2000s, sight unseen, other than pictures from the customer. They ordered a new trailer. We built it, delivered it in Georgia, picked up the used, brought it back, and hosed it down, really, you know, spit shined it, cleaned it up, and we're just going to take some pictures to put it on our website before it went to the shop for inspection on lighting and things like that. And man, when I pulled the mats back, my heart sank because I could see the ground, and it was an aluminum floor. The trailer was only about 7 years old, and I wouldn't have thought that, you know, it had oxidized and it literally just rusted out. So obviously the customer had never pulled the mats out and they probably didn't even have a clue that it looked like that. So those are things that when purchasing a used trailer, if it's coming from a dealership, that would be my recommendation, especially if this is your first trailer, because at least the dealer can sort of give a warranty with it, say, hey, we've inspected the bearings. The date codes on the tires look good. You do or you do not need new tires. We've checked all the lighting, the breakaway system. You know, we've crawled under it and made sure that none of the welds were broken. That's something that you'll see a lot on an aluminum frame trailer is a broken weld versus the steel frame. You know, you may see some rust occurring there. So depending on the age of the trailer, but all of the things that you mentioned, definitely a factor. As far as paperwork and title, you know, it's funny to me. I can sell a trailer in the year 2024, and then 2030, the customer calls me back and they say, hey, did you ever send the title to us on the trailer? And, you know, what do I do? And so, you know, some states don't actually require title, or they don't require a plate or something on the trailer. And if you're, I think South Carolina may be one of those states. So if you're buying from a state that might have a different title requirement than what yours does, you can definitely run into some issues. So what happens in those states where they don't require title or they don't require license is on a new trailer, the customer, they will take the certificate of origin, which is the document that looks like a title, but it's from the manufacturer. You don't actually get a title until you go to your DMV and give them money. You got to pay them sales tax. That's when they give you a title. And they'll take that certificate of origin, they'll throw it in a safe, and then 10 years later, when they're ready to sell the trailer, they think they can just pull it out and assign it to the new owner. And that's not the case. What you can run into is, you know, if you're trying to title a trailer in North Carolina and you purchase it from South Carolina and it's a certificate of origin, you're actually going to have to pay to have it titled in South Carolina first, and then you can get that title, bring it to North Carolina, and then retitle to yourself. And oftentimes, you know, it may be an estate where someone passed away, and it can really just get into a mess.
Very good. And then the other two things I can think of right off the top is make sure the jack works. It's an electric jack or a hand jack, doesn't matter. And then the other thing too, and this is having had to rewire a couple old trailers in my lifetime, which by the way is not a fun job, make sure the lights work. You know, so that's the other thing. Plug it in and, you know, make sure that they work. Because a lot of times they don't, and you have to be prepared for the nightmare of rewiring your trailer. So there's just some good things to think about when you're doing used. Now let's talk about a brand new horse trailer.
New trailers, you know, there's lots of choices, lots of manufacturers. We have a very, I think, a fragmented market. You know, it's not like automobiles where you have, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, just not that many manufacturers, but when it comes to horse trailers, there are a plethora. So plenty of choices, and everyone has their own spiel as to why they're the best and this and that. We don't necessarily get into preaching, oh, ours is, you know, what we do is just the best and everything else is a piece of junk, because that's not the case. But we do try to educate folks that are looking to purchase a new trailer on things that they should consider and why they should consider it. Based, for example, the construction of material. What do you want? Well, most folks want something that is lightweight, it doesn't rust, and, you know, it's very strong, and their aluminum accomplishes that. But aluminum also has some properties that make it not so friendly for a horse. You know, it's a great conductor of heat. You stretch a mill finish over the roof of a trailer and boom, you've got a solar panel baking your horse. So, you know, things like that, and even small things, padding, tubular dividers so the horse can see through and, you know, light can come through and it reduces claustrophobia. So a lot of what we do, again, education on things to look for from construction material to the type of flooring that you use. And we point out the pros and cons of different methods that are out there. Configurations, does it have a rear tack? And can you get the thing out of the way? And if you've got a horse that's difficult to load, you know, most trailers out there with a rear saddle compartment, they will collapse. So you can move the walls out of the way and open up the whole back of the trailer if you've got a hard loader. The problem is you're holding a lead rope in one hand, the horse is pulling back, and all of a sudden you've got to clean out the tack compartment just to collapse the thing. So, you know, that's not a good solution either. And when you're doing a custom build, you know, we're also laser focused on the tow vehicle. You know, we've done some segments on that, and just making sure that what we are drawing out and what we are planning to build on paper, that that tow vehicle is capable of towing that, and that it's safely rated to tow that. And so that's a big thing. We have a lot of friction. You'd be surprised on folks that, you know, I just purchased a 2024 brand, whatever, the latest and greatest. And then they find out that it has a tongue weight rating of 750 pounds and they want to tow a two horse bumper pull for warm bloods that has an 1100 pound tongue rating, and the thing won't do it.
Also, what's a typical factory warranty from, and what's yours and what's the typical?
Most manufacturers, if you read the fine print, it's going to be a 1 year bumper to bumper warranty, maybe 2 years, depending on what brand it is. And then they'll advertise some really large number for 10-year warranty or 8-year warranty. That number is most often related to only the structure of the trailer. You know, maybe if it's an aluminum trailer, and I think where that came about is, you know, way back in the day when they started building aluminum and probably didn't know exactly, you know, the best method for putting everything together, you would see welds break. And we see some of that today, but not as much. And so aluminum trailer manufacturers, they really started pushing those warranties out. But again, it just relates to the main structure. So like a back structural post, maybe the roof rail that runs around the perimeter. But the things that actually break, the lights and the wiring and the door hinges and, you know, all of the little components, the non-structural, that's what you need to pay attention to, particularly on a living quarter. I mean, I see units that are out there manufactured, they're $150,000 and they have a 8-year warranty, and you read the fine print and it's 12 months on the living quarter.
And we just had our living quarters in to get $1,000 worth of work on it. So, you know,
yeah.
It doesn't take
long. Anyway, I think warranties are often only as good as the people that you're buying it from.
That's the end of our 5-part series. If they want to order a trailer for you, what do they do?
Yeah, jump on our website, doubledtrailers.com. There's right on the homepage, you click here to start or click to design your trailer and just go through the process. It's self-explanatory. You can actually build one out and price one out online. And just submit that over and we'll take it from there.
But they're, I mean, you're also available. If they want to, before they do that, they need to get some questions answered. Talking to you is not a problem.
Not at all. We schedule discovery calls where someone may be looking to purchase and they haven't done a build out online yet. We like doing the Zoom calls because, I can't show you a floor plan or a picture or anything else on the telephone. Whereas if I can captivate your attention on a screen of some sort where I can show you drawings and dimensions and all of this other supporting material and actually walk you through step by step on how to do things. So that seems to work much better. Folks really appreciate the more personal service than, you know, just talking on the telephone. But yeah, absolutely. You can schedule with us right through our website. And we'll hop on a call and answer all the questions. We've got guys here that love to talk about horse trailers.
Plus, you have a podcast?
We do have a podcast, the Double D Trailers podcast. And we I'm learning a lot, meeting a lot of really cool people in the industry. We talk about things that are far from having anything to do with horse trailers, but all related to horses and, you know, from chiropractic to training, rodeos, I mean, vaulting, equestrian vaulting, which I didn't know what that was. So just a lot of smart people that we've worked with, and Yeah, jump on that podcast. I think you enjoy it.
All right, very good. And if you want to hear the past episodes that we have done, this is a total of five now. As I said, you can find them at horseradionetwork.com/trailer. Brad, thank you so much for doing this for us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Glenn, and thanks to everyone listening. We really appreciate the time.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse.
The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.